This is a Mars Hill Audio Conversation, Science and Theology from the Bottom Up. Sir John Polkinghorne on Enriching the Dialogue. I'm Ken Myers. In his first book, The Way the World Is, The Christian Perspective of a Scientist, physicist John Polkinghorne makes the following observation, quote, "If it is true, as I think it is, that intelligibility is the ground on which fundamental science ultimately makes its claim to be dealing with the way the world is, then it gives science a strong comradeship with theology, which is engaged in the similar, if more difficult, search for an understanding of God's ways with men." Close quote. The Way the World Is was published in 1983, not long after John Polkinghorne was ordained as an Anglican priest. Polkinghorne's first career was in science. He completed doctoral studies in theoretical physics at Cambridge in 1955. He went on to become a professor of mathematical physics at Cambridge and was involved in research that led to the discovery of subatomic particles, most notably the quark. He was appointed a fellow of the Royal Society in 1974 and resigned from his position at Cambridge in 1979 to pursue theological study and eventually ordination. He served as a curate in a working-class parish at Bristol in Kent for several years, during which time he also wrote the first of many books that bring together his twin engagements with theology and with science. In his most recent book, Polkinghorne is still reflecting on the significance of the intelligibility of the universe. In a chapter that sketches an outline for a theology of nature, Polkinghorne writes, quote, "Our scientific ability to explore the rational beauty of the universe is seen to be part of the Father's gift of the Imago Dei to humankind, and the beautiful rational order of the universe is the imprint of the divine Logos, without whom was not anything made that was made. Whether acknowledged or not, it is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, who is at work in the truth-seeking community of scientists. That community's repeated experiences of wonder at the disclosed order of the universe are, in fact, tacit acts of the worship of its creator." Close quote. From the Trinitarian structure of that set of claims, it should come as no surprise that the title of this latest book is Science and the Trinity, The Christian Encounter with Reality. I recently had the great good pleasure of talking with John Polkinghorne about this book's principal arguments, during which time he described the context in which he wrote it.
You see, what I believe is happening is that the dialogue between science and religion is getting more theological in its character. There will always be the sort of obvious frontier discussions. How do we relate the idea of creation to physical cosmology or evolutionary biology? What about natural theology? What about the order and fruitfulness of the world? Does it suggest a divine mind and purpose?